The Mother's Appeal. The appeal of the Blessed Virgin Mary to her children to enter into the kingdom of the divine will, taken from The Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. Dearest daughter, I feel the irresistible need to come down from heaven to offer you my maternal visits. If you assure me of your filial love and faithfulness, I will remain always with you in your soul to be your teacher, your model, your example and most tender mother. I come to invite you to enter the kingdom of your tender mother, the kingdom of the divine will, and I knock at the door of your heart that you may invite me in. You know it is with my own hands that I bring you this book as a gift. I offer it to you with my maternal care so that, in reading it, you in turn may learn to live by the life of heaven and no longer by that of earth. This book is of old, my child. It will form your spiritual fortune and also your happiness on earth. In it you will find the fount of all goods. If you are weak, you will acquire strength. If you are tempted, you will achieve victory. If you have fallen into sin, you will find the compassionate and powerful hand to raise you up. If you feel afflicted, you will find comfort. If you are dejected, you shall discover the surest path to rekindle hope. If famished, you shall enjoy the heavenly bread of the divine will, and you will lack nothing. You will no longer be alone, for I, your tender mother, will provide you with the sweetest company and, with all of my maternal care, I will take on the commitment of making you happy. I, your heavenly empress, shall take care of all your needs, provided you agree to live united with me. If you knew my longing, my ardent sighs and the tears I shed for my children. If you knew how this heart of mine is set ablaze and desiring that you listen to my lessons imbued with heaven, so that you may learn how to live in the divine will. In this book you will read of amazing things. You will find a mother who loves you so much that she is willing to sacrifice her own beloved son for you in order for you to live of the same life she lived on earth. Do not inflict me with the sorrow of you rejecting me, but accept this gift of heaven that I am bringing you. Welcome my visit and my lessons. Know that I will go throughout the world, imparting my lessons to each individual and to all families, to religious communities, to every nation and to all peoples. If necessary, I will do so for entire centuries until, as their queen, I have formed my people and, as their mother, my children, so that they may know the gift of living in the divine will, and allow it to reign everywhere. Such is the purpose of this book. Those who will welcome it with love, will be the first fortunate children to belong to the kingdom of the divine fiat and, with gold characters, I will inscribe their names in my maternal heart. Have you understood, my child? That same infinite love of God, who chose me in the work of redemption as the instrument through whom the eternal word should descend to earth, chooses again to avail himself of me, by entrusting to me the difficult yet sublime task of forming the children of the kingdom of his divine will on earth. Therefore, with maternal care I set out, preparing for you the way that will lead you to this happy kingdom. For this purpose I will impart to you sublime and heavenly lessons. I shall teach you new and special prayers, through which you will exercise dominion over the heavens, the sun, the acts of all the saints and over all creation, indeed over the very life of me and my son, so that in your name these may implore for the adorable kingdom of the divine will to come and reign on earth. These prayers are the most powerful of all, as they exercise dominion over the divine work itself. Through these prayers God will feel disarmed and won over by the soul. With confidence and such aid, you will hasten the coming of this most happy kingdom and, with me, you will obtain, according to the desire of the Divine Master, the realization of the Our Father prayer, the fulfillment of His divine will on earth as it is in heaven. Have courage, my child. Make me happy by not refusing me this honor, and I shall bless you.